This evening I want us to look at the subject of the need of the family. The need of the family. And as we're looking at what our marriages need, we need to understand the significance and the importance of family. And this is the marriage where a man and woman come together and are united in marriage is the cornerstone and the foundation of the family. And this evening we want to look at the family. As I mentioned in some of my messages, the family is under attack today in our nation. There's a man by the name of Dr. Armin Nicolay, who is a professor at Harvard University, who has done some studying in the family. And he has made the statement that the American family is almost destroyed as a visible institution with our nation today. And this is very sobering when you stop and think about it, because it's a picture of the moral condition of America. And if the family goes, the foundation of our nation has been undermined and destroyed. In Dr. Nicolay's survey and study, he came up with five elements that he sees that trouble him greatly in relation to the family. The first is the fact that in America today, divorce is so quick and easy. And he stated that if divorce is not changed, if divorce laws are not changed, where divorce remains quick and easy, that the family is in real trouble. And we see that as Dr. Hawking shared when he went to the courthouse to do some research on divorces within Southern California where he lives, as I mentioned last week, he found that the recorder of deeds down at the courthouse was on a first name with basis with some of the people that would come in for marriage licenses because they were in there so often to get their divorce papers and their new marriage license. Divorce is treated as just a, well, I'll just trade it in for a new one. And so he says quick and easy divorce is the number one problem that he sees. The second, married women with young children working outside the home and is a major obstacle to family life. And our nation has created laws that have been established that make it difficult for a woman to remain at home and not work. There are many laws that have been passed that cause people to have two incomes to live, plus the things that have been done with our economy and the value of the dollar and everything else. It makes it just about impossible in many cases for a woman to stay at home with her children. This he saw as a great and troubling trend within our nation. The third thing that he saw is the role I can't read my own writing. Can't read my writing, I'm sorry. Can't even read my own writing. So I'll give you the fourth one, and maybe I'll come back to the third one and I can decipher it later. This is pretty bad and you can't read your own writing. The fourth one is the moving frequency and its importance on destroying the family foundation. Our culture has become extremely transient, and we see today that a number of years ago when I was young and growing up, you saw that not only did the core family remain close together, but the extended family was within range of being within having fellowship and being together. Today, the families are moving all the time. You would go and for example, you'd see the number of people within a neighborhood that will move and how many times the houses will change over where people move. It's not quite as bad in Fargo as it is in some cities. But you go into the larger cities, and people don't even know who each other are because they are moving in and out so often. And families are, it's a detriment on the family. The fifth thing that is very destructive to the family that he observed in his study was TV, videos, the movies, and the internet. If you look at what transpired when many of us who are here were children and you didn't have these things, you sat down and had meals together around the table. You actually talked to each other. You did things together. Today, oftentimes, you've got one child going up to their room to watch videos. You've got another one going into the office to watch play the computer. You've got somebody else going down and watching movies on the television, and nobody talks, nobody communicates, and it's destructive to the family. And so we see that, I can read my third one. The role of parents is no longer significant. The role of being a parent is no longer significant. And we can see that in what is being portrayed in movies and television. For example, you have programs like Bart Simpson, where parents are made to look like fools, and especially the father. The father image is often attacked. And so these are the five areas that Dr. Nicolay, in his study, saw that were real issues, and he said, the American family is in trouble. I believe that he's hit it right on the head. And he's not a believer. He's not coming from a Christian perspective. He's just looking at why is the family disintegrating. But if you look at, we're going to look at the family from a biblical perspective tonight and the importance in light of marriage. And what is God's plan for the family? What is God's plan for our lives? We see in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, the Lord tells us the following. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We see here that God's plan is for the family. We see that there is to be a relationship and an understanding that is to be developed within the children of an honoring of the father and the mother, the authority figures, and thus learning to honor the ultimate authority, God, and that the parents' responsibility is to bring up those children with an understanding of the fear and an admonition of the Lord. As we look at the family, we see that the Bible teaches us that the family has been there in God's plan from the beginning, and He's worked through the family. And I think that if you look at it, sometimes we just pass over some verses that give us insight to the fact of how long God has seen the family as important. If you go back and you see in the recognition of the family in the teaching of the Bible, we mentioned before that the family is begun with the foundation of a relationship between a husband and a wife, a man and a woman. And that relationship in marriage is the beginning of the family, and out of that union come children. And so we see that a family unit is not what the world would tell us today. Three or more people living in the same house does not constitute a family. A family is a husband, wife, and children. And we see that this is the biblical definition of family. This is God's established plan, and it is not whoever wants to live together under whatever circumstances. But this is the definition of family. Going back to Genesis chapter 10, we see some accounts of family where God speaks of how He viewed the world when man first began to inhabit the earth. In Genesis chapter 10, verse 5, we read the following. By these were the isles of the Gentiles divided in their lands, everyone after his tongue, after their families, in their nations. And so we see that the family unit became the foundation of the nations as it's recorded in scriptures. And we can see that in Genesis chapter 20, or rather chapter 10, verse 20, we read the following. These are the sons of Ham, after their families, after their tongues, after their countries, and in their nations. Again, families, the foundation of nations. Going to Genesis chapter 10, verses 31 through 32. And these are the sons of Shem, after their families, after their tongues, in their lands, after their nations. These are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generations, in their nations. And these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. We see, again, God's plan foundationally is the family, and dividing up the earth, the earth was divided according to the families. You can go and see even the way that the Lord gave the land to the nation of Israel. It was by the families. He gave them according to the sons of Israel and their descendants, their families. They inherited sections of the nation of Israel. The definition of family, as we mentioned, is father, mother, and child. The description of the Messiah's blessing, when it's first given, is found in Genesis chapter 12, 3. How does the Lord describe the blessing of the coming Messiah? "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." It was in Abraham that all the families of the earth would be blessed. So God is blessing the family and those that are within the families of the earth as the Messiah comes. The description of the deliverance from Egypt, when the nation of Egypt was delivered, is found in Exodus chapter 12, verse 21. We read the following. "Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, Draw out and take you a lamb according to what? Your families, and kill the Passover." And again, we see that the unit that God speaks of that is being dealt with here is the family. There is great significance and importance to the family. And lest we think that the family is not important in the coming millennial kingdom of our Lord, turn to Zechariah chapter 14. Zechariah chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. We read the following. "And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth." And so we see that, again, God recognizes the family, the families of the earth, those that would come to worship and those that would stay back during the millennial reign, the families of the earth. We see that the Lord in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 15, speaks of those that are His as the whole family. Chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. It says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." You and I are a family. God views us as a family, those that are believers in Christ, as family. He calls us brothers and sisters in the Lord, His children. And so again, the family unit is of importance. And so we see that the children in the plan of God are important, because without children, you'd have no families. God has established that the man and woman will also be able to be a part of bringing new life into the world, and it's a real blessing of the Lord. In Psalm 127, 3 through 5, we read the following. "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate." And so, in other words, the children will be a blessing unto the parents. This was God's intention. And the multitude of children is a blessing from God. Many children is a blessing from God. Psalm 128, 1 through 4. Psalm 128, 1 through 4. "Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall man be blessed that feareth the Lord." A blessing of God is found in His children and His wife, in the family unit. So it's important that we understand the significance of family. Why are we looking at that in light of a marriage? Talking about marriage. Because this is one of the reasons God established marriage. And also, if you look at what is under attack today in our nation, I begin at the beginning to mention the studies by worldly scientists that examine family, and they see that the family and the disintegration of the family is assault. Under assault, and you see there's a direct correlation to the destruction of the family and the destruction of the concept of marriage. If you look at our culture, what you see happening is as those do not, as people don't see the importance of being committed to one another in marriage and covenant relationship, the next generation becomes more and more pagan in their belief systems, in their ideology, and in their, they have a lack of understanding of who God is, and they become more and more and more arrogant, prideful, and downright wicked. As the family is destroyed, wickedness comes. Because God's design is the family. And so Satan assails the family. Well, I want us to look at the responsibility of the members of the family, because a family consists, as we said, of mother, father, and children. Oftentimes, if you look at the nation that we live in, this relationships are under attack because if you can destroy the components, you ultimately have destroyed the whole. And that's exactly what Satan is doing. First of all, I want us to look at the responsibilities of the children. The responsibilities of the children. There are three responsibilities that the children have. The first responsibility, and this is, even as it doesn't matter what age you are, everyone in here has something in common. Besides being human, and we don't have nationality in common because there's all kinds of different nationalities represented, but everyone here was at one time a child. Everyone here still has a father and mother. Some of us have fathers and mothers who are living. Some of us have one of them living. Some of us have none of them living. But each one of us was a child. At one time, we were a child. And in a real sense, each one of us still is a child because we still have those relationships. Even if our parents are dead, we still have a father and a mother. So we need to look and understand the relationship of children to their parents. And what is the three responsibilities of being a child? A lot of times our culture tells us that children are the ones that need to be catered to, and children are the ones that are to be really the ones setting the tone and the direction of the family. That's what you see the message of the world. But the Bible is the exact opposite. As we mentioned at the beginning of our study on marriage, I said that a lot of times we're going to come and you're going to see that what the world says is the exact opposite of what God's, and that what God says is the way that we need to believe, and that as Christians we need to understand that, and especially in relationships. And let's begin by children. The first thing that our children need to understand is their relationship, and everybody here is a child, so each one of us needs to understand this. Children should respond to the authority of their parents. Children should respond to the authority of their parents.